Now, heading over to, we're going to go locally now, and it is the Labour Party councillor in Thai. And I want to say good morning to Mark Lee. Morning.
Good morning, Cara, and good morning to your listeners.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming on air with us. Just to look at some of the recent motions that you had brought up with the council, you were asking that they consider making the L471 or 40071, the Court Road. I'm going to have to learn all these roads. Gallow Hill. You're looking at making it a one-way system. That's heading past the Clannard Court Hotel.
Yeah, and the reason being is the Clannard Court Hotel entrance is right at the corner of the road, Tara, so it makes sense for them to be able to turn both ways, you know, on the roads to be able to get in and out.
Yeah.
This road is actually also locally known as the Dump Road, although I never got to the reason why it's called that, because there's no dump anywhere nearby. Maybe if any of your listeners know, they might let
you
know.
Share that with us, yeah.
Yeah, it's approximately about 600 metres in length, Tara, and it's increasingly been used as a RAF run by HGVs and other vehicles. And in several locations, particularly approaching the Geraldine Road side of the road, the carriageway is not sufficiently wide enough to safely accommodate two vehicles passing each other safely. You know, this regularly forces sudden stops and people having to pull into the ditch to evade. Taking evasive action, it's a significant safety concern. There have been a number of near misses on this road, including incidents that I've personally experienced. And the current speed limit signage on the road is what I would call inadequate, with the only speed limit signs located near the stop sign at Geraldine Road. So if you're travelling from the old Dublin Road side and travelling all the way down, the first speed limit sign you see is at the stop sign on the Geraldine Road.
So what did the council say then to that proposal?
Well, the report I got was the issue would be examined as part of the wider HGV restriction project. Something we're still waiting for since 2023. Mm. Given the current safety concerns, I asked whether any interim measures can be considered in the meantime, such as additional signage, traffic calming measures or temporary restrictions on heavy goods vehicles. Some sort of short-term intervention would help address the immediate risks faced by residents and road users. While the longer-term solutions have been developed, and I'm pleased to say that the engineering team have agreed to meet me on site in the coming weeks just to see what we can do there.
Okay, well look, hopefully, as you said, some interim measures until that report, but the long overdue report, I would say, what did you say, 2023? Another one you said, can the council provide feedback on the traffic counter placed, that was at Kilkee Bridge, the R418, in January, and advise what actions, so that was done in January, so what update did you get there?
I got a motion up in January there, Tara, just to say that the local residents in Kilkee were very worried about this bridge, the speed of cars approaching the bridge. They have the works done on the traffic counters and have the relevant information downloaded, etc. And they are now going to come to me in the next couple of weeks with what solutions they have for the bridge. And it's good to hear that they have solutions, because usually sometimes these motions go into the ether and you never hear anything back.
Yeah, well, look, and as you said, that is good, and it's a positive response, because, as you said, some action needs to be taken. And then finally, you asked that the council add the road, the L8021, the Ardrellis, is it? You want to get that added to the road maintenance programme. What's the status of that road?
It's not another minor road. I'm working on the minor road this month, Tara, but it's a road that hasn't been updated maybe in 30 or 40 years.
Right.
There's a lot of bends and a lot of potholes on it. And unfortunately, they did some work this year regarding patching and filling potholes, but the bad weather has already washed out those potholes, and they're back to square one, as it were. So a full road maintenance or RI. I didn't ask for it to be even done this year, even if they considered in next year's plan of action. That would be suitable.
Okay, well listen, thanks for coming on and sharing those motions with us. That was local Labour councillor in the Athy Municipal District, Mark Lee. Coming up after the break, social media to be banned for under 16s in the UK, with the ban to come into effect next year. Should Ireland follow the same approach?
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today on 0833 96.